Welcome back to ASM Sakai. Today we're going to be talking about the greatest manga story of all time, but the anime edition is One Piece. We're back together.
I thought you were going to say Freedom.
That's a dope tattoo. I love the tattoo. So yes, what do you think about the adventures of Egghead, Amy?
I thought it was okay. We're getting more history about Alabasta. Is that the town that got
this? Albaf. What is it called?
Albaf? Yeah. Hey, that's a town too.
Albaf, no, you're right. It's a country. It's not a town. It's a country.
Yeah, one of them.
And Vivi's from there.
Vivi's from there.
Oh, shit. Your boy knew the town's name, man.
Country. Albaf is also a country.
Oh, you boys knew the country's name, eh?
Well, you've been on the...
Completely the wrong country, though, but go ahead.
It starts with an A. I got that right.
E.
Yes. I got that right. A-E, you know? Vowels.
Come on. You. Sometimes well. Yeah, exactly.
Albaster starts with the A. Albaf starts with the E, just so you...
Then I go, though, shit. It's the vowel. So you did that. We're seeing more Dragon now, which I do like, because we didn't get any backstory of Dragon.
It would have been nice. Bad news, it's not much. I don't want you to get excited for that.
I wish we got some backstory about him, like his powers, his breakdown, and what he could fucking do.
I don't think we're going to get it for a while. It's not even in manga right now.
Ooh, that's disappointing. Other than that,
Oda covers a lot. Trust me, Oda giving you so much.
He covers a lot. But if there's one... Yeah, if there's the one thing that Oda has not covered, it's Dragon. So it better it better fucking pop off.
Oda has covered everything, and everything is incredible. So we're waiting.
I
have faith in Oda because he went from no Shanks to fucking shit ton of Shanks. So you know, we will definitely see Dragon. We saw what was that?
No, please,
We saw more of an interaction between Vegapunk and Dragon. And you see that Vegapunk is...
They call they acknowledge as equals to each other.
Yeah, and you do see that his fucking brain was all over the place, and he kept growing.
Brain food.
Right? And then he had to cut it down, and that's what I was thinking, too. He probably had, like, a server somewhere, and somehow he's fucking feeding everything. Yeah. And
I like Luffy's reaction, by the way. He's like, oh, so you're a dumbass now.
Yeah. Also, the clones. You know, they like, pick... So much from other anime.
He likes Shadow Clone Jutsu.
You saw that up there. They take so much shit from other anime, and other animes take so much shit from One Piece.
You know, just I wanna ask the question. He's like, how does he plan what characters go where, and how does he do this? So, like, the Chopper and Luffy being together with Jinbe makes it so good. Like, you have a parent and two idiotic kids.
Yeah. Overall, the episode was very... there was nothing to it. Like,
very One Piece. What do you mean? Hold on, time out. Saul is alive.
Who? So? Am I supposed to cry? Okay, he saved Robin.
Fuck yeah!
Bro, he's the captain of the Giants, bro.
So?
He's the legendary giant warrior.
Is he sucking my dick? I don't give a shit.
He is going to come with the warriors of Elfbaf when Luffy needs some. Bro,
is this in manga at the moment?
No.
What? So
It's predicted.
Assuming he's going to come and help out Luffy.
Before any of this, the whole time before Saul was even said that, people all rumored, it's Saul alive, because we needed the Giants, and we needed to go in the direction of Elfbaf. Everything's leading in that direction. Every single thing.
Like I said, you guys have more story.
No, we just remember.
You connect a lot more things. I just watched it for the fuck of it. You know, I want to see.
When I read it in the manga, I was so happy because Robin was happy. Like that was the first moment.
Life was huge.
Nice. All right. I don't give a fuck.
You're a hater, bro. Come on,
bro. That's like fucking Shanks being alive for Luffy. Yeah. That's like a fatherly figure to our beloved crew.
We saw him in like 3-4 episodes. Who gives a fuck? There's no connection there.
Bro, Saul is legendary. He is the Giants leader, the captain.
Not for me.
By the way, did you notice that little detail, which I didn't realize it too when I first read it, which is that Dragon is a leader of Freedom Fighter. in the flashback.
Yeah, I remember. They were not the revolutionary until Kuma and Ivankov.
What is he now?
Revolutionary.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that statement, so that's a little distinction that it's kind of foreshadowing. So he's just a freedom fighter at this point. And then later on, this triggers attempt to become a revolutionary army.
After Robin's Village was destroyed, I think he went a different direction. And, and he said it too, they destroyed a fucking town or it was a country, right? It was an island.
But the way it seems that Dr. Clover, I think he had more influence than we actually know, because not only Dragon respect him, Vegapunk respected two high ranked people in this world. He was probably like Roger-esque type of influence in Pirates.
Calm the fuck down. Roger is
In terms of like Whitebeard, like in terms of that tier.
No, he was just a fucking, what do they call, what do they call him? Archaeologist?
He was a pirate.
He was an archaeologist. That's what
he was. He was a pirate first.
Yeah, but at the end, he had a lot of knowledge, and that's why they killed him, right? Like, he spoke his mind, and he questioned the law, same shit, but that's why they killed him. And that's what Dragon said, too. Because he was outspoken and he questioned the law, they destroyed the country. And that's
why he needed the voice entry.
Yeah. And that's where Dragon, I think that's how his direction kind of changed into, I'm gonna fight the government. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna fight the government. And that's where everything started.
Well, he did say that. He's like, I'm gonna make them, he's definitely dead for O'Hara. I think we also got that when we read it in the manga.
Yeah. No.
But other than that, I don't think anything. Robin crying.
Bro. I remember the other game we played. You guys, had Robin killed. So.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Hancock and Nami. What?
Yeah. I mean, you had like Hancock, Nami, Harry Sex kill. Come on.
When you think about the double fruit that she has.
Ooh, she put multiple hands on herself too. Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she should have never lost. But
you thought about it this too much.
I didn't even think about.
No, that. I knew about it on the spot. I asked you guys that question.
There's an awakening that, like, people, fan draw. This one where Robin goes her awakening, and it's like the Titans when the Colossal Titans are walking, and she's doing her full like flower mode. That'd be a dope awakening. That'd be scary as hell.
She hasn't had her awakening. Who in One Piece in the team hasn't had their awakening? Brooke? Robin?
All of them. Luffy's only one.
Not Chopper. Not even Chopper, right? Oh, no. Fuck. I hope they all get their awakening.
I don't think they do.
No?
I don't know. I have no idea. They might. Right, I don't know. Like, part of me kind of like want to see the Straw Hat like ultimate badass form
OP
together.
I do at the end.
I want to see a time skip.
I talked about this. We wanted it. Like a 2 year, not a 2 year time, well, 1 year.
It's not
looking like it because we're shocked by Luffy's growth.
I'm not shocked.
Okay, let's get back. Rate the episode.
8 out of 10.
Yeah.
I actually didn't like the anime. I didn't like the animation when Dragon and Vegapunk were talking. It felt too cartoonish.
I don't understand the animation part of anything ever. So it never affects my score. But it's still 8 out of 10. 8.5 out of 10.
Listen, we're One Piece fans.
We know you're a hater. We know you wanna.
It is a 5 out of 10 for me.
And this has been another episode of Answer Sakai. Sorry you had to deal with this guy who hates on One Piece for some reason.
Hey. You're not a fan. But yeah, be honest.
He's only tattoos for no reason. This is for show. This is just for show.
You lost the five out of ten, guys. You lost the bet, that's all.
Hey. I have rated episodes that were much higher. For me, this doesn't, Robin's guy coming back. I don't care.
Okay. Fine. He's probably looking for the fight. I enjoy One Piece Straw Hatsness. I like the Straw Hats just being Straw Hats.
Yeah. I like training arcs. I love training arcs.
I like training arcs too. Yeah,
I love like kind arcs. Of like, if you're not even fighting, like something coming out of it. Oh, there's another gear. Oh, we're doing this. You know, we're doing that.
I think those I think you're not seeing the bigger picture because he's slowly hinting stuff. Like Frankie said, why did Kuma help us?
Yeah.
Bro, come on. There's a question being asked. Why is that question being asked? Think about it. It's been implanted in front of you.
Before he got out. Because he's not a nerd, man. He doesn't ask this question. Bro, it's only now and now.
Before he was converted into a cyborg, he still had some humanity left or something.
And when he met the Straw Hats, he was a cyborg.
Maybe he had something left. Or maybe he promised somebody or dragon something or something. You know, it's just...
The thing is, you need to, bro, there's so many pieces. Like, one thing, the beauty of this is
the harm it does. This is what it does to you when you read so much fucking manga that you're so
caught up. It's not about that, bro.
It is.
Even Wano, it brings the whole story full circle. You're missing the pieces it's setting up. It's basically, exactly, same thing with this. It's telling you the origin. Hey, it's bringing you, hey, we have Bonnie here. We have Kuma here. We have Vegapunk here. We have the Void Century here. We have the freaking Marines here. We have the Garment here. We have all these pieces being set up. What's happening?
We'll find
right
out.
Now it's a setup. Right now it's a setup. Now we saw, at the end, we saw CP0 coming.
Mm-hmm. Lucci, our boy Lucci, whatever the fuck his name is.
Lucci. Hey,
let's go. Yeah. Mr. Lucci, bro. Who are you?
You got one right there.
I'm excited, though. Okay, let me say this. I know I'm excited. I want to see the Zoro Lucci fight, which is still happening. I know it's going to be a while before we see it. Spoiler alert. But I'm excited for that. I'm excited about things that are going to come up, which I'm aware of. Luffy taking on some big fucking people, bro, or Zoro taking on some big people, and Sanji blocking some stuff that shouldn't be blocked, right? So I'm excited.
I just realized what the problem is. He heard about highlights of the future, so he's excited for those things. Yeah, exactly. Like when those things doesn't happen, he's like, "Oh, he's disappointed."
No. It's just
How do you even know about Sanji blocking?
Because people talk, but that's not the point. It just didn't.
Lucci and
spoiler.
Zoro fighting. Like, yeah. How do you?
You totally skipped
Luffy
and Lucci.
Exactly. Totally I know about that too. You already told me spoilers, so that's why I had to like control myself.
Yeah, but how do you go to the last spoiler? Like, it's still.
This is why you didn't enjoy this episode because you have.
I already know. I already know. But back to the point. it was an okay episode because I just.
Because you were hoping for Lucci versus Zoro fight, and that didn't happen.
I like seeing more of Zoro.
I'll give you that.
You're not gonna see Zoro for a while.
His training arc. I like the stuff that he does. I like the growth. One Piece, which I'm not seeing.
Egghead is gonna be a very unique arc because it's the first arc which doesn't just focus on Straw Hat.
It completely feels new.
It does feel like a different arc altogether, and it's actually the next five episodes gonna be completely different, right? I think.
I think the way One Piece went is until Wano, it was the whole prophecy arc,
Rise of Prophecy, and now it's
like the coming true of prophecy. So everything feels new. So Egghead is incredible. It's such an amazing arc.
All right. So let's see where it goes.
Yeah, I mean, like, if you look at every episode, right, there's kind of some small amount of reveal. Even, like, today, there was a reveal about, what you guys didn't mention, like, Devil Fruit, right? Like,
and he made it. He made the fruit for, like, 20 billion.
When he made the fake, it's pink.
Yeah, he's like, I couldn't perfect it. He's like, oh, you became a dragon. He was powerful. He could do the fire breath. He's like, what color was it? Pink?
Yeah. What came out of it was he's a perfectionist. He wanted a fruit to be a certain way. He spent a lot of money making that fruit.
He didn't spend money.
Well, government's money.
Government's
by them. But all these things are like nice, but
No, I'm just saying that was just a big part of the
stuff. Megapain told Dragon, he goes, what am I going to do working for a poor organization?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that too. And then also Bonnie was like, oh, you know, I'm going to cut you with a saber. That saber brings the bugs.
He's and like, it's a failure. Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah.
That's the thing about One Piece. It's like, yo, it's not what's on the surface. It's what's behind it.
Yeah, I think I need to see more of the elders, more of the admirals.
Stop skipping it, bro. Where are you going? Yeah. How are you skipping it 10 freaking levels?
I think this stuff is still a little bit goofy,
bro,
right?
You're not seeing the elders and the admiral till next year. I'm just being honest.
That's fine. And that's fine.
Oh, no. We're going to get the... Yeah, no, maybe. No. No, maybe. I think next year. Next year. Yeah, it is next year.
You think so?
Because there's a lot going to happen just on Egghead before we go into...
And that's what surprises me.
All these
minor, right? But you guys are rating it 8 out of 10. Because Robin, like, being happy, yeah.
For me, it's not about what is going to happen, right?
No, same here. But Robin was happy. All right.
Yeah, but it's the reward mechanism that exists for me within the system of the show, right? Like, first episode, like, by your comment, you can never have a 10 out of 10 first episode of any series, but I disagree. Like,
I disagree. Chainsaw Man, Attack on Titan.
Yeah, Attack on Titan. Like, all these things are, like, there's ways to set up that maybe, like, without a doubt. Like, you could definitely have a better episode later on.
Who said you can't get a 10 out of 10 in the first?
Where you're arguing is that something great would happen later. We know, right? You can't have major fights right now or major reveal every single episode. So within the scope of that, like, how do you provide a rewarding, entertaining episode? It is a little slow in general. So, I mean, I'm not giving a 10 out of 10.
The whole breakdown that I gave you, Robin being happy, all right, I'm glad that he's alive, but okay, what else? Vegapunk and Dragon meeting up, all right.
I think the reveal of Devil Fruit understanding, that's a very interesting topic of preparing. History of Robot, right? Luffy attacking.
What do you mean? Like, he's the one that created it. What's there to understand?
No, but the thing is, you're able to. So he's able to take a unique devil fruit that's such a legendary fruit that is the one he had, the fish fruit, whatever that Kaido had.
Yeah.
And he's able to make a complete duplicate with minor difference.
Minor issue. Which is
the color.
Yeah.
Do you know how crazy it is? First, you had Smile making incomplete. We saw it with Don Flamingo. Until this whole point, we were seeing incomplete devil fruit. We were seeing synthetic. Remember, Ace's fruit got remade?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, also, like, I think there's a part, like, and we don't know this as a manga reader, too, but the whole robot, in the same conversation of devil fruit, this robot that Luffy's like, hey, I want to, you know, see the robot. And he's like, oh, no, can you believe it? It was made hundreds of years ago, and I can't even do it. So if the idea is Vegapunk could make or duplicate Devil Fruit.
If the smartest man in the world can't do it, like, who fucking
does? Right now. But there's robots that he has no idea how it works. It's made years and years ago.
Who did it? Yeah.
Right. So are we supposed to connect?
There's this
discussion. Right,
but I see the goofiness too, and that's what
there is goofiness. I don't think I'm debating that point. I just think One Piece does this, like, they do a lot of teaser, which is maybe some people might not like as much, but I do like this, like, constant, like, makes you keep thinking, and every aspect, every detail is almost thought out, and that's the, I think Sohail, you said it too, like, how did he make sure all these things, like, Are we supposed to take that Devil Fruit was created by a smart scientist, right, 900 years ago? Like, is that what we're supposed to take out of this? Because that's...
Where did the Devil Fruits come from? Like, one thing about One Piece is question every single thing, and Oda
answers so many
things.
Yeah.
Well, in this episode, he didn't really say that all the Devil Fruits are created. He simply said,
replicated it's 100%.
A perfect... replica. Basically, I would say the most perfect replica of a devil fruit compared to what Don Flamingo was producing with Caesar.
Well, because we already know that he's the smartest mind on the planet at the moment.
Again. Yeah. You see, I guess in this sense, you're giving credit where it's due. You already know Vegapunk is super smart, so that's where you're taking it. But the morph thing is, you're having different worlds like Dragon and Vegapunk. I don't think anybody in their right mind thought Vegapunk and Dragon would have ever met and made friends. Nobody in their mind ever would like, oh my god.
Why?
We all thought Vegapunk was a puppet of the garment. He was controlled. He was evil. We all have a different view. We never thought he had a connection with what stands for freedom.
But like, even going back to the point of giving where credit's due with Vegapunk, I still think what's fascinating is going back to the whole Ohara, the 100-year voice century, and the connection to all of this. You see the robot, you see Vegapunk not understanding exactly what the robot is. You also see that Vegapunk's given credit. In the world that we have come to know, he's the smartest, yet he's only able to 99%
duplicate. There's a limitation of his genius.
Yeah, his genius. So is this 900 years ago? Like, it's such a fascinating world that Oda is slowly painting that I love it. It's this mystery and intrigue that's always been built up in One Piece, because again, when you first start, and going back to actually Dragon Ball too, like the world building of that and the first original, it's so fascinating.
Oh, can I say something? Can I apologize to the world and understanding that Dragon Ball is another beast? Because my daughters are beyond obsessed with it.
Nothing wrong with that.
I hope she's watching the
Dragon Ball Kai. Dragon Ball Kai.
Okay.
Only way. Be watching Teen Titan and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Look at that. She's young right now, but both my daughters are watching at least two episodes a night before they go to sleep on Dragon Ball Kai. They love
it. Yeah, the world building of that is good. And again, we're not giving a 10 out of 10. Like, this episode was.
Oh, the 10s are coming. The 10s are absolutely coming. Like,
I'm excited for that. I'm simply saying, you know, the stuff that you guys are.
I'm just saying, like, where do you get 5 out of 10? That's worth the solo leveling.
You're missing what One Piece is about. I really think that you need to question some things that are being asked.
But I already know. Like, where did the robots come from? Okay, we'll find out.
Where did they come from?
I said, we'll find out. All right, so we'll find out. Even nobody knows about them. All right, but what do you want me to do?
Hold on. Wait, you could say the same thing with Kingdom then. We know fucking Shin's going to become the general under the heaven.
These robots, all right. We had some species that were really, really smart back 900 years ago. Okay, yeah, that's a mystery.
By the way, One Piece is Dragon Ball. That's my new prediction. I'm just joking.
What?
Wow. Imagine that was the end.
Oda is a fan,
like,
obviously.
He goes, and you see the mirror. It's like,
Dragon Ball coming up.
But, you know,
anybody that says that sucks does not know Dragon Ball's legacy.
Dragon Ball is the shit, though. Yeah, Dragon Ball is is the shit.
I'm on episode 35 right now, so I've been going through
Dragon Ball. Nice.
We digress again. I'm sticking by 5 out of 10.
All right, listen. Hater. Watch One Piece is incredible in terms of storytelling. Amy's completely missing it, but it's still good. This is just the beginning stage of it. Again, the best is yet to come. I promise you, it is incredible. And Amy's will give 10s, because if he doesn't, he's hating. There's moments where he better give 10s. Even that one panel is a 10. And we're all thinking about that. Anyway, so make sure you like and subscribe. We'll be back next week with the next episode of One Piece. I hope we get no special. Peace out.
Peace.